From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a look at who will run Barack Obama's green team.
But first, what may have been the biggest Ponzi scheme ever is reverberating throughout the world today. Banks in Europe say they've lost billions of dollars in Bernie Madoff's fund, a fund that for years attracted well-heeled investors, but was allegedly nothing more than an elaborate Ponzi scheme. Here with more is Henry Blodgett. He's CEO of the financial website ClusterStock.com. And Henry, you have the indictment, or actually it's the criminal complaint, up at your website, and it's really remarkable. It says that Madoff actually admitted to an FBI agent that, quote, there is no innocent explanation for what he did. What exactly did he do, and how long did he do it?
I don't think anybody knows yet how long and exactly what the mechanics were. And you now have people who have seized his firm, basically going through papers, trying to figure out how on earth so much money passed through, how much it was, what happened. But I think the general explanation, if his quick comment to the FBI is to be believed, is that he just simply kept raising more money from new investors and paying off old investors as they wanted their money back. So it's one of the oldest schemes in the book. And it is absolutely remarkable that it lasted this long and got this huge.
And attracted some really big names to invest in it, right?
Extraordinary names. You have everybody from Banco Santander to some of the biggest fund of funds. And if you don't know what a fund of funds does, basically it's a firm of experts that do not actually manage money themselves, but simply select other people to manage money. And these firms tout an incredibly rigorous process. Then you go right down to individuals who simply knew him at country clubs and were friends of friends, and people who should never have been investing in any private scheme like this couldn't afford to do so, who have ostensibly been wiped out.
You have Elie Wiesel, for example, Steven Spielberg, Mortimer Zuckerman.
That's right. The owner of the New York Mets. You have Frank Lautenberg, a senator. The list just goes on. It's extraordinary. And of course, everyone is now coming forward, and there are almost more names by the hour.
Maybe $50 billion may have been lost in this fund. But as you say, some well-heeled, not only well-heeled people, but also very white shoe investment firms were involved in Madoff's fund. And presumably they did their due diligence. Right?
Well, presumably, they will now tell us they have. And the immediate defense from these professionals is we are shocked and appalled. And I have no trouble believing that. But I have a feeling that their clients who relied on them to analyze Madoff and analyze every other manager that they were working with are also shocked and appalled. And I think that now, as everyone tries to recoup some money through litigation and everything else, I think these firms that actually were professionals who selected Madoff from among the thousands and thousands of possible managers on earth will be the primary target for a lot of the litigation. Because what is unusual about this is that Madoff did raise a lot of red flags with some people on Wall Street. A lot of people said, "Lay that these numbers just don't add up. You cannot get to this return given the strategy he is describing. He must be doing something crooked." And given that, it's all the more shocking that so many firms seem to have just taken on faith what nobody else could figure out.
Well, you write on your website that maybe some of them didn't take it on faith, that they actually did know or suspect something fishy was going on, but they didn't care because they were making money anyway.
Well, that's right. That's one of the first notes I got was from an advisor who has been familiar with this for a long time, who said he was talking to people who were saying, yes, we went through the trade confirmations. We tried to figure out what Bernie was doing. We couldn't figure it out. And ultimately, what they concluded was that he was doing something called front-running, which is where, because he owned a brokerage firm, he had a insight into what the order flow looked like. So you can then trade in front of that. And that is also illegal. So it's very amusing in a sort of macabre way that people were saying, well, if he's front-running, I definitely want to be involved because that's a bit of an advantage and I can tolerate that. But even these people didn't realize what he was really doing was a Ponzi scheme, which is a lot more similar and unfortunately leaves everybody completely wiped out at the end of it.
Henry Blodgett, CEO of the financial website ClusterStock.com. Lots of documents there on this unfurling Madoff story. It's really quite remarkable. And Henry, thank you very much for sharing some of these
details. Thanks for having me.